Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I get Corona, I get Corona. At the end of the day, I'm not gonna let that stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Marley's free ride for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months, so we're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break. What is there to do here other than go to the bars and the beach? So they're closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
We need a rehun. This virus ain't that serious. It's serious. There's more serious things out there. Like, hunger and party. We need to address that.
I mean, we planned this a long time ago. It's kind of up in the air if it's still good. But, like, we're here. I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party, so it's kind of disappointing. But we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
Coronavirus! Shit is real!
Oh, God, I had to. Look, listen here, internet. I feel like I owe you guys an explanation. For the first 6 minutes of the podcast, you're going to hear me trying out a microphone that sounds like shit. But it will get better. It will sound like this after the first 6 minutes. So don't leave right away, okay? I'm funny. You'll like it. It's good shit. You can trust me, okay? Also, my PayPal information is in the show notes below. Bye! What's poppin', internet, and welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And if you're a new listener, get ready to love me, or maybe lightly enjoy me. I don't know. This is the podcast where you can experience the internet audibly. You know, we discuss ghost stories, hilarious news stories, and true crime. And a lot of things that make you say, what the fuck? First things first, shout out to all my dope-ass listeners, new and returning. You know, just think of me as your slightly drunk conscience. That is pretty much who I am. By the way, guys, I apologize for any crazy background sounds that you will hear. My neighbor is a busybody. I think he's building, I don't know, some sort of coronavirus shed. He's been building shit since, it's been like a month. There's wood and nails and saws. It's a lot going on out there, and it's annoying as shit. And if I waited for him to finish, I would never be able to get a podcast up. I don't know. I guess he's a doomsday prepper. Anywho, last week, we took a creepy, murderous dive into some true crime. That's right, bitches. We talked some murder. Actually, murders, plural, when we discuss the man that is known as America's first serial killer, H.H. Holmes. Yep, all that occurred. So you definitely want to check that out. But this guy, he had a murder castle, which is insane. You know, homeboy built a place just to commit insane murders. Bruh. All right, if you haven't heard that episode yet, like I said, fix that immediately, friend, okay? Because it's very interesting. And a lot of research went into that shit. Listen to, I promise you, it's great. I mean, I'm a little biased, but you know. This week, I searched the entire internet for some crazy, embarrassing stories. We did an episode like this back in January. We did gut-splitting, embarrassing stories. So we're gonna do it again. Because it was a lot of fun. It was definitely a fun one, to be honest with you. But in this episode, we've got ourselves something different. we've got ourselves an embarrassing story from a listener. So, yay! I haven't read it yet myself. I just read the subject title of the email and it just says embarrassing story for professionally silly podcast. Caught my eye just a bit. So thought I'd go ahead and check that out. So yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. But before we get started, if you're listening to this podcast on an Apple device or another podcast platform that allows you to rate and review, hook a sister up with 5-star rating and a written review on the Professional Silly Podcast. And I promise you, whatever review you leave me, I'm going to read it out loud, most likely. So, oh, and there's my neighbor's loud-ass dog. Ah, they're all annoying together. I feel like they get together to annoy me as a family. I think it's just something that they're doing. Now that everyone is stuck at home, I'm stuck with their entire family, annoying the shit out of me. I can hear them breathing. I cannot wait to move from Los Angeles. Cannot wait. All right, now that vent is over. All right, oh, there's Max again, great. So anyways, make sure you guys email me at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. Email me your stories. You know, maybe you have your own embarrassing story that you want to share, or maybe a little something else, who knows? You know, it'll be, I would love to have, your stories to share, like a full listener story. Right now I've got one story to share, but I would love to do full episodes with just your stuff. That would be awesome. All right. Also, guys, in other amazing news, if you want to join in on the silly, you can always call/text my Google Voice number as well, because I want to hear and or read what you got to say. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. So, before we get started with these embarrassing stories, I have some information for those of you that want to start your own podcast for free. So, I was trying something different. I tried this microphone that I've had for a while, but it just sounded different. Don't like it. So we're just going to go ahead and go back to the old school. I'm sure you guys can hear the difference from the opening of this podcast episode and right now. Very different. Okay, so I know that you guys are stuck at home, you know, bored to death with this coronavirus quarantine. You know, a lot of people can't go to work and, you know, people aren't able to pay their rent or not be able to, you know, get toilet paper because there are assholes out there buying all of the fucking toilet paper. Well, I've got news for you dickheads who bought 13 pallets of toilet paper, then got laid off from your jobs, then tried to return the toilet paper so that you could afford other things with the money that you have. You are now stuck with all that toilet paper because you're a selfish prick. Good for you. Anyways, you know, karma's a bitch. So, you know, I figured I would go ahead and try to keep you guys as entertained as I can. My podcast will not be taking a hiatus for this coronavirus. I mean, luckily for me, I'm a solo podcaster, so the show can go on. My social distancing is pretty fucking fire. My cat is even currently more than 6 feet away from me, about 7 feet away from me. I live in a studio apartment. That bitch can't get too far. Okay, so let's go ahead and get going on this podcast episode. We go ahead and talk about these embarrassing stories, something that I'm sure we all have experienced at some point in our lives. Let's go ahead and start off with something gentle, you know, just gentle to the gut. You know, I don't want any injuries from the laughter that you're about to experience. All right. Okay, so we have someone sharing their lovely story about a wonderful summer afternoon, and I like to call this one Untanned Ass Crack. It's a lovely title. All right, let's see what Untanned Ass Crack has to say. I had a great day at the water park / outdoor pool, and towards the afternoon, a woman came up to me and whispered in my ear that I have a problem with my swimsuit. I reached behind and I noticed a huge gap. The fabric was torn right in the middle and you could see my white, untanned ass crack.
I was running around like this all day and no one said anything. That I cannot. Okay, look, I'll be honest with you guys. All right, I would have probably been laughing so hard at that person. They probably would have figured out what I was laughing at before I even got the chance to tell them what I was laughing at. Like, have you ever laughed so hard that you couldn't speak? Like, you cannot, you can't communicate shit. Like, you're desperately trying to breathe so you can, so you can tell someone something. And they're just looking at you like, what the fuck are you, what? They look confused as fuck. People, tell your friends and family members when they look ridiculous, okay? Just let them know. Because assholes like me will literally pass out from laughter before I can do anything to assist you. That's just how it is. Oh, there's Max closing out the story. That son of a bitch. Literally. Ah, the joys of living in a studio apartment in Los Angeles. I don't know if you guys can hear this, but I can hear the lovely sound of someone going through trash cans looking for recyclables. And you tag that in with the sound of my neighbor who's building, I guess, another house currently next to me. And you go ahead and you twist that in with the sound of both of his chihuahuas that bark every time a gentle breeze comes through. Ah, the city sounds. And if we wait long enough, I'm sure we'll hear gunshots followed by ambulances. I'm almost positive. It'd be weird if you didn't. All right, let's get back to these stories. Me venting once again. All right, okay, let's hit this next story. Maybe you guys remember the crazy, embarrassing moments that you had in high school, or maybe you block them, just block them out completely. Okay, I've got tons of embarrassing high school moments, okay, because high school was insane. It was probably the most insane times of our lives. You know, our bodies are changing, we're exposed to more adult-like situations, more responsibility, and we're worried about anything and everything at all times. Ah, high school. Good times, good times. Anywho, this one's called Into the Pole. So let's enjoy that. And it reads, one day in ninth grade, I was taking the bus to school, and when we arrived, I fell off the bus, like completely, just fell down the stairs off the bus. I was really disoriented, not just from falling, but also because people were laughing and making fun of me. Then I walked into a pole because we had this weird awning over the main entrance. I probably have head damage from that day, I'm almost certain. Okay, that's funny as fuck. I've fallen many times on the bus, going into the bus, exiting the bus while being on the bus. I'm a very clumsy individual. I'll tell you about one of them specifically in a minute, but first let's talk some shit. This story sucks for them simply because this person is already a freshman, one, so all eyes on them, obviously. two, the poor sap not only fell off the bus, but walked into a pole directly afterward. That right there just kind of raises the hilarity meter up about 10 points. I mean, at that point, the students riding on the bus that witnessed that damn near died from asphyxiation, which I think is when you can't breathe. I don't know. I'm trying to sound like I'm smart. Just go with that. My guy, man, you know that bus driver told all his bus driving buddies over a beer while they are waiting for school to let out, I'm sure. I'm joking. I don't know. But yeah, that's fucking insane. Wait, hold on. I think I actually remember my bus driver's name. I had the same bus driver in middle school and high school, Mr. Harrison. I think that was his name. He was like this old black man that didn't take shit from us kids, like, at all. Like, he seemed old, but I was a kid. I thought people in their 20s were old. So anyway, I remember one morning I fell going up the school bus steps, meaning there were people behind me waiting to get on. Luckily for me, it did not become like a domino effect of dumbass kids. I was the only dumb domino. I was the only one. You know, and they laughed so goddamn hard. Like, I hurt my knee, but I didn't say anything. I just, like, went through the day waiting for the bus ride home and for the kids on the bus to rip me another new one. Because, like, by the time I got home, I legit had two assholes. Like, legit. Like, high school. I do not miss it. No. Let's take a stroll over to Office Embarrassment Lane. office romances. Let's talk about that for a second. I don't know how many of you have experienced them, but they can be fun and they can be sexy, but they can also ruin your life. So be very careful with that shit. Or at the very least, they can be the main cause of a lot of embarrassing moments. So I'm glad they exist so I can poke fun at them on my podcast. So those of you in office romances, especially the rocky dramatic ones, please write in and give me details so I can share them with all three of my listeners. That'd be great. So let's go ahead and see what this woman decided to share with the internet. Let's call this one the flaccid email. Ooh, that's a good one. I like it. Okay. And it says here, I dated a guy in our office for a short amount of time. I thought things were going well, but out of nowhere, he stopped calling me or returning my calls. Really not cool and super awkward because we sat fairly close to one another. One day, I was emailing a girlfriend there about how he seemingly ended things and how I just didn't understand why he couldn't tell me to my face that he didn't want to see me. Excuse me. I may have also added some jabs about how he had trouble getting it up and couldn't last 20 to 30 seconds. Sent the email and realized I had sent it to him. I was mortified. See, even Max gets, this is stupid. This is why you don't put shit in writing. Okay? Not if it will incriminate you. Listen, you motherfuckers gotta be careful, okay? Did she ever stop to think that maybe that's why he didn't respond? Because he was embarrassed that his dick was having technical difficulties? That shit can be embarrassing. I've never had a penis before, but if that shit didn't work the way it was supposed to when I was trying to get up in it, I would be embarrassed as fuck and I wouldn't want to talk to you. That's just, I don't know. That's just me. It could be that. Jesus Christ, dog, shut the fuck up. Sorry, this dog has been barking all goddamn day. I have been legit waiting 3 hours to record. 3 hours, but there was just, there's no reason to wait anymore. Okay, now I back to this crazy bitch. I'm sorry, guys, okay? All right, and now this man knows that she is telling other people about his technical difficulties. I thought I'd try something there. But I'm sorry, y'all. That's low. Listen, ladies and gents, okay? Don't assume the worst and then air people's dirty laundry to the world in writing and then send it to them. That's just not what you do. That's just not what you do. Are you guys enjoying all the sound effects in the background? I call it Los Angeles, right? Right? Okay. Yo, what's poppin', fellow podcasters? I'm your Audible Boo Thing from the Professionally Silly Podcast, and I want to talk to you. As you know, there are tons and tons of podcasts out there, but guess what, guys? There are even more ears out there. So I am hoping that we can work together to get all of our podcasts out there to those ears. So if you are interested in having your podcast promo / trailer being played on my podcast, email me at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. Let's face it, guys, we got to work together as podcasters so all of these amazing little ears can hear our amazing creativity. All right, guys, I hope to hear from you soon. And let's go ahead and hit that podcast promo swap. Ah, the joys of flying. Nothing like a nice, relaxing trip to the airport. Nothing says relaxation like thousands of people in a confused rush surrounding you in a panic. Take in the smells of babies that need changing, mixed with the scent of freshly brewed coffee, and of course, the BO from the gentleman sitting next to you. As you struggle to breathe in the middle seat, squeezed between two people who gave up on life and basic hygiene. Well, that's pretty much what it's like to go to the airport, for those of you wondering. It's not that fucking great. Anywho, I have an embarrassing airplane story, by the way, and I guess I should share it with you, perhaps. I don't know. This one is called The Touchy Passenger. Ooh. So let's go ahead and see what The Touchy Passenger has to say. So, was on an airplane years ago with my girlfriend and her parents. My girlfriend couldn't get a seat next to me and sat directly behind me. During the flight, I thought I would surprise her and reached my hand back onto her knee. Slowly, I kept extending it up her thigh until I heard giggling. Looked behind through the seats and saw that my hand was on the leg of the guy next to her. He saw my face and said, "I just wanted to see how far you go." And of course, my girlfriend was in on it and started laughing along with the rest of the row. I was so embarrassed. First of all, that's hilarious. I cannot. And I'm definitely one of those people who has no problem letting people sit next to their loved ones on a plane. Like, just switch seats if you can. Like, stop being like a seat hog, assholes. Like, knock that off. Show a little airplane kindness, bitches. How about that? Anyways, I think it's hilarious that the girlfriend got the other passenger to play along. Oh my God. What if he went so far he fiddled his man bits? Like, what if that occurred? I just wanted to see how far you go. He's like, "I was going to go pretty far. Till I realized it was you, so then I kept going." What if he kept going? I feel like their relationship would have changed slightly. I'm over myself. Okay. You know, that's just funny. Listen, guys, just pay attention to who you're touching, you know? All right, so this next one is a short one, but a hilarious one. It's another email fuck up, which I've experienced so many emails and text messages that I sent to people that I didn't mean to send to people, if you know what I'm saying. But it's very similar to, it's the same thing, you know, when you send something to the wrong person or you misspell something in an email. All that is annoying as shit, and it's for some reason super embarrassing, even though you know the person that you've done that with most likely has made that same mistake themselves at some point. But this guy did something similar to that, except it was his business email signature. You know that thing that says, "Hey, best regards, blah blah blah," or "Sincerely, Michael McDonald," or whatever your fucking name is. You know what I mean? So this poor guy shares his workplace email fuck up. I call this one "Best Retards," and I did not say it wrong. All right, and he shares, still cringing. "Sometimes I think about the time at a new job when I accidentally signed a rather important email, best retards, instead of best regards. That is a day I also set my signature as automatic on my emails. I couldn't be trusted to do it by myself, apparently." Yeah, no, you couldn't, sir. that is too much. I wonder how many emails he actually sent out with that signature. Like he probably worked the whole goddamn day sending those emails out. Just, all right, Sharon, you make sure you have that on my desk by 5. Best retards. Yeah, you know, no problem, Billy. I'll see you at the meeting at 3. Best retards. Just... I'm sorry. That's funny as fuck. But, like, guys, listen. Our middle school math teachers have always told us to check our work, okay? Take that lesson into real fucking life. I am here to save you. Professionally silly life rules can be learned right here. Just, you gotta pay attention. Holy fuck, turd. Best retards. I love it. All right, so this next embarrassing story is about love and romance. I can honestly say that I have... That sounded like that entire sentence was just thrown together. I can honestly say... There we go. All those words are different. That I have never experienced anything like this. Okay, but I will say this. Honesty seems to be the best policy in this specific experience. Let me tell you a little about urinal heartbreak. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. this story is interesting, and it reads, I met a girl on a college campus, of course, and we hit it off instantly. She liked all the same things as me, football, boxing, and even had the same love of food and beer. I thought I had met the perfect girl, so I asked her out on a date. We decided to go to a local sports bar and have a few drinks and some food. After eating, she said she needed to go to the toilet. I waited a while and decided I'd go while she was there, as I couldn't wait. So as you do, I walked into the toilet, up to a urinal, and started to pee. When I looked over to my left, there she was, penis out, pissing next to me. I didn't even finish and ran out of there, dropped out of college, and changed my number. First of all, did you guys enjoy my college male voice? It's pretty fire. Okay, all of this is just wrong. I look, okay. Did he even put his dick back in his pants when he ran out, or did he just... did he at least put it back in, or did he just run to the sports bar screaming with his dick out of his pants? That is a hilarious sight, and he's going to get charged for indecent exposure or somebody fucking calls the police. Okay, first of all, okay, I am all for transgender rights and transgender people themselves. I have lots of them as friends. Love them. There's nothing different about them. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Friendship, relationships, personalities, we all have them no matter what's inside of our panties or what's on our chest. All right? But if someone takes you out on a date and they do not know, you need to tell them. Because if they find out on their own without you telling them, things may not go the way that you would like them to. I understand that it's scary to be honest with people, and not a lot of people are understanding, you know, to that lifestyle. I understand that. But you kind of want to find out about whether or not they're going to accept you before you both fall in love with each other. It's just... it's a little less messy if you're honest. That is all I'm saying, okay? And I got, I'm just being real, okay? Now, that was our serious portion. Now, you have to be honest, okay? If you were this guy, it probably would have scared the shit out of you too. I don't know if I would have dropped out of college. I would not have changed my number either. I definitely would have wanted an explanation. I wouldn't be like, listen, sir, we need to discuss this, okay? And I feel like that jab would have been appropriate because that bitch lied to me. Like, you were hiding a penis. That's rude. Like, that's not what I saw. That's rude. And I think an explanation at that point is warranted. Side note, I'm assuming they're from Europe, maybe London, because from what I understand, over there they say toilet instead of bathroom or restroom. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I went to London, and that was what the sign said, you know, for the restrooms. And of course, being 10 years old, I find it hilarious. "Excuse me, sir, do you know where the toilets are?" Like, that just sounds weird to me, because we say bathrooms or restrooms here. But yeah, that's my assumption. That's my side note. Listen, ladies, if you have dicks, tell your men or whoever you're dating that doesn't know you have one, okay? Men, if you have vaginas, tell your chicks or whoever it is that you're dating who doesn't know that you have one. You gotta be honest, because shit is going to hit the fan if your significant other or your crush or whoever finds out about that without you having told them. That's all I'm saying. No shade over here. No shade over here. And I gotta be honest with you, dude. If I had a dick, I would have so many pregnant bitches. It's just, men seem to have a lot of fun fucking. They do. It's why they stick it inside of everything they can. It's why a lot of men have mistresses and side pieces. They love vagina. They like soft, wet, gooey spaces. I can understand that. I want in. You know, I'm already into chicks. You know, I don't know if I can do the whole gender change thing, because I love my titties. But if I had a dick, I would have at least 3 kids by now. At least, I feel like. I probably wouldn't know about them, but I would have them. Let's move on to the next fucking story. Oh, I'm going to hell. So honesty is the best policy. Okay, so let's go on to our next embarrassing story. Nothing says happy birthday like a brand new smartphone, but this guy probably should have gotten his wife some jewelry instead. Would have saved him a lot of embarrassment. Let's go out and check out. My wife posted a nude photo of me on accident. Or did she? I don't know. Let's go ahead and take a read. Got my wife an early birthday gift, smartphone. First ever for her. She'd been using some old indestructible Nokia forever. Is it Nokia or Nokia? Whatever. Nokia forever. I wanted to bring her into the 21st century. Data, social networking, GPS, etc. Her actual birthday rolls around. Even though I got her the phone, I had nothing for the actual day. After morning out of bed ritual of showering and teeth brushing, I decided to sexy myself up. Oil all over me, tie, and some shirt cuffs. I am nude. I am nude, save be listed attire. I don't know what the fuck that means, but he's naked. So, okay, and was going for the Chip and Dale's dancer look. So I called her back, and she is rolling in this, just loves it. Takes a picture with her new phone. Plot thickens. We go fishing, catch a few, head home, fillet and cook the fish. Truly looks like a gourmet meal. My wife takes a picture of the fish with the phone. It's late now, so the day is over. My wife is off to bed, and I decided to stay up and play some video games on the PC. Before she went to bed, she was uploading pictures to Facebook, fishing and the meal, etc. The first image she uploads is my nude shot, thinking it was the prepared fish fillets, now titled "Dinner, Yum." That's the best fucking caption for a photo of your naked husband. Love it. Wife couldn't figure out how to delete this accidental post on the new phone. She's screaming, running through the whole house to the computer room where I am. Kicks me off forcefully off the bed. What I see to my amazement is my nude on Facebook. Already had 2 comments. Post deleted. Mission success. Wrong. The post was deleted, but not the mobile upload photo to the albums. Needless to say, 13 some odd hours later, finding more comments of praise and family disgust, realized what was actually happening. So my wife got my wife got her first smartphone, accidentally uploaded a photo of me nude to Facebook where it was viewed by everyone we know. I tried so hard not to laugh while I was reading that. It's so fucking funny. I can't even imagine that. Holy shit. I'm assuming they're in like 30s or older. You know, they said, you know, Nokia phones. And those things did last forever. They did. Those bitches were like bricks that can make phone calls. I mean, dude, you have got to be more freaking careful. Really. Also, can I just say, fresh fish is the shit. Let me tell you, man, that shit will change your life. Change your life. I don't know how to fillet anything, but I will spit them bones out, no fucking problem. Nothing will stop me on my hunger journey, damn it. Fresh fish, man, that shit tastes like natural butter somehow. I suddenly have the hankering for like nude pics and grilled fish right now. Is that weird? Whatever, don't judge me. Oh, God, that was funny as fuck. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's if you have an embarrassing moment, please post it online so I can exploit it for my enjoyment. Also, check your work. Check your work. Double check that shit. You know, double check who are you sending that email to? Did you text the right person? Shit might save your life one day, okay? Professionally silly life rules, y'all. Shit, I'm trying to save lives. That is why this podcast was created. Y'all don't understand that. I certainly hope that you guys enjoyed this silly-ass episode of the Professionally Silly Podcast. Ain't nothing like bringing, you know, nothing like the embarrassment of other people to bring us all together. That brings us all together. That's what it's about. So make sure you guys go ahead and show your support for your girl by leaving me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Pretty please with sugar on top. Okay. It makes it easier for my podcast to be found by people who haven't heard of the Professionally Silly Podcast yet. So please help a bitch out. Also, guys, if there is a podcast that you like already, do that podcaster a favor and leave them a 5-star review and a written review on their podcast as well. It makes our fucking day to know that you guys are digging what we put out there. So, plus, guys, you know what? There are many, many, many amazing podcasts out there, listeners. So hit that little magnifying search glass thing and, you know, type in a genre, type in a subject that you're interested in, and find a new podcast, because there's a lot of amazing podcasters out there. Shout out to Reddit, BuzzFeed.com, and Refinery29.com for those embarrassing fucking stories that we found. You know what I'm saying? Please, Wi-Fi users, continue to post your most vulnerable moments online. I love the content that you are providing. I really do. Also, if you guys have any stories that you want to share yourself, ghost stories, true crime stories, alien stories, confessions, embarrassing moments, whatever you want, send them in my way. Who knows? Maybe your story will actually create a whole new episode, just like the story that you guys are going to hear now in just a moment, because I do have a listener story that I want to share, and she made me want to do other embarrassing stories, so we pretty much just put this whole podcast around her. I'm saying we like there's somebody else that does all this fucking work. It's just me. It just sounds more professional to pretend like I have a team. So we'll just pretend. The next time I do this podcast, I'll just have like office background noises in the background so you feel like there are more people here. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do that anyway because I want to feel like I have a team. So shut up. Yeah, John, could you pass me? Yeah, can I borrow your stapler? Thanks. Hillary, I sent you the email last week. Where is it? Okay, I'm going to get any more coffee. Billy, you good? Dawn, is everything all right? Let's do it again. I got that conference call on two. Okay, we're done. I'm sorry. I live alone and I've been quarantined for days. All right. So guys, if you want to do some listener episodes, just go ahead and send them my way. My goal is to do listener episodes. That's my next goal. You can be anonymous if you like. So just email me at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. Speaking of which, let's go over and go ahead and check out our first listener story. And eventually, I hope to have several people write in and we can do full listener episodes with just your stories, which would be awesome. Okay, so let's see what this listener had to say. And it reads, Amber, I've been listening to your podcast and hearing that you wanted your listeners to write you about some embarrassing stories. I thought I didn't have any embarrassing stories to tell, but then I dug deeper and remembered something. So here it goes. My mom and I were out and about, and I just happened to be recognized by a girl that I went to high school with. Problem was, I totally forgot her name. Listen, honey, I have been there. Okay, I cannot tell you how many fucking people are like, hey, girl. I'm like, hey, you. All right, let's get back to it. Problem was, I totally forgot her name. So I was sitting trying to introduce this poor girl to my mom, and she ends up saying her name herself. I love it when they fucking do that. I fucking love it. Then I wanted to keep in touch, but for some reason my phone wasn't on me. So I'm stuttering, trying to remember my number. Talking is hard. She never hit me up. Oh, well, we never really talked in school either. So whatever. Sincerely, Demage. Like my mama always said, Demage, not everybody in your life is meant to fucking stay there. Shit's true, man. It is. And also, shout out to Demage. She is definitely one of my biggest supporters. You know, I really appreciate that. Plus, Demage, I happen to have an embarrassing moment for you in the form of the States game. Yeah, that's an inside joke there. I was doing a live stream from my Periscope, which, by the way, I do have. So follow me on Periscope, which is like Twitter Live. So enjoy that. Anywho. And we were playing the States game where you try to name all the states in the U.S. Demage named quite a few, but she forgot the damn state that she lived in. That's usually your go-to when you start playing the States game. You start naming states you live in currently and then the states you most likely lived in previously. But not Demage. Nope. Forgot all about it. Just insane. Forgot all about it. Don't worry, boo. Don't worry. You have been such a good supporter, Demage. I thought that I would help you out with an embarrassing story. This is what I'm here for, friend. Oh, hey, more LA sounds. Ah, the sound of someone's car alarm going off. Let's just go ahead and listen to some elevator music until they turn that shit off. Ah, sookie. Now, guess what, listeners? We got ourselves a call-in. Calling in my buddy, Cyber Shots, and he's also a fellow podcaster. He's also melanated, hilarious, with a dope-ass beard and a musical talent. Let's see what he had to say.
Amber? Yo, Amber. You are fucking hilarious. I'm sitting here at work laughing to myself. Girl, you got these people thinking I'm crazy. Or maybe that's just me. Anyway, love the show. Hey, that was dope as hell. Man, what a dickhead that guy was, huh? All right, keep up the good work. I'm going to go check out the next episode, that Craigslist one. Yeah. All right. Peace.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. Listen, I love the fact that my podcast makes people listening look like idiots. That is my goal. The reason I created a podcast. I'm supposing that he's talking about Wrinkles the Clown episode, judging by the date of when he left this message. Yeah, that That some bitch is crazy. You right, kid. I don't think he's gotten to the H.H. Holmes yet. That's a motherfucker who actually killed people. Yeah, man. Cyber Shots, let me know what you think about that one. And I appreciate you calling in. And if you also want to call in, if you got the Anchor app, you can do it there. Or you can hit me up on my Google Voice number, which is down below in the show notes. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Okay, I think the sounds of Los Angeles have shut the fuck up, at least for the next 5 minutes. Hopefully, fingers crossed, knock on wood, all that. Thank you guys so much for joining me every week here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I go ahead and I upload every Friday. It means the world to me, so make sure you guys check out the show notes for some bonus info, like my social media information. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and a YouTube channel that is also called Professionally Silly, but it's actually very different content. You know, it's a lot of fun. Just started my new Paranormal Blacktivity series. So if you're into ghosts and paranormal, you definitely want to check that out. I've got an unboxing, series that is called What's in My Box. Love it. It's so much fun. And then we've got our I'll Try That series, where I go ahead and try different foods, snacks, drinks, activities, etc. So I have lots of fun, plus dope ass vlogs. Me and my GoPro, we get along very well. We do. So I've got TikTok, which I have tons of fun on there. I've got Instagram, got a YouTube channel, and also be sure you guys follow me on World's Greatest Videos. That is another dope ass app that I am totally into, because it's the only app where you have the possibility to win cash money for your content. So that's World's Greatest Videos. Make sure you guys follow me there at Amber Smiles Jones on World's Greatest Videos. I love it, love it, love it. So let's go ahead and get professionally silly, baby. You know how I do. Oh man. Once again, guys, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM. Well, I take my seriousness silly. Wait, I said that all backwards. Who cares? I take my seriousness silliness. Damn it. I take my silliness seriously. Son of a bitch. I swear I'm not drunk. I just don't understand how words are formed, apparently. Oh, guys, speaking of my YouTube channel, can't find words at all. This Sunday, we're going to be going ahead and releasing most likely part one of two of an abandoned video, where I go ahead and we go and visit the abandoned old LA Zoo. Things got real and we explored. I may or may have not been attacked by a bat. If you want to see that, you're going to have to watch. Part two, if I don't put it all in one video, that'll most likely be the paranormal investigation we did by this random hearse that we found parked in the old LA Zoo parking lot. So that'll be interesting, because we definitely communicated with someone or something. That's for damn sure. Let's try that again. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Feel free to call. I'm over myself. Feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you've heard, or you can tweet me on Twitter at True Smiles Jones. Once again, all the information is down below in the show notes. I'm over myself right now. Oh my God. And you can always call or text my Google Voice number for a chance to be featured on my podcast, 805-664-1828. And until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there really are pieces of shit everywhere. There really are. Oh, and by the way, guys, if you're all caught up on the silly, okay, you might want to check out these dope-ass podcasts that I found and I fucking love. These promos are fire. Take a listen.
I'm your host, Taylor Renee.
And I'm Isaiah.
We're back. We're still fat and we still have fucking opinions.
And I also struggle with skinny jeans specifically because a lot of times men's skinny jeans, the calf to ankle ratio on skinny jeans is really important.
If you have to constantly tell someone that you're not a liar, chances are you lie a lot. So I could see how you would get to, if you have to constantly say you love your body, chances are you don't love it. But you also have to think about how large bodies are seen in society,
right,
and how we would need to kind of overcompensate with us telling you that we do love our bodies, because it's hard to believe at first.
It's not my goal to inconvenience you by being fat. Like, I want you to make that clear.
It's like when you have leftovers in the fridge and you come home from work ready to eat your leftovers, just to find out that that bitch ass nigga sleeping in your bed ate your leftovers.
I want to say shake and go wigs. You know, when it says it on the package that you take it out and you shake it and then you go, doesn't necessarily mean that you should do that. It means that you, you know, should put some time and energy into crafting this wig so that it feels good and it looks good on your head.
Welcome to Fat People with Opinions, bitch.
You shouldn't ever call me a fat ass Kelly Price.
Dumb and Busted has been called, quote, one of America's greatest treasures by 3 out of 3 hosts of the show.
Dumb and Busted is a weekly true crime comedy podcast with stories of exceptionally smart and insanely dumb crimes. Comedian Hunter Donaldson has hailed it as the greatest thing to come out of Portland since comedian Hunter Donaldson, who is me, also a host of the show.
Podcasters Allison Copeland and Hannah Ether praise Dumb and Busted as, quote, found on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Just more rave reviews from two other people who host the show.
Catch us every Thursday and follow us at Dumb and Busted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Crime you later!
Hey, gamer. My trusted companion, confidant, slash spirit animal. I don't know if I can convey to the audience how great this podcast is within 60 seconds. Wait, what? I mean, yeah, it's called the OD Podcast because all the information and things you may learn here may cause you overdose. What? I mean, yeah, if you come here with an open mind, heart, perspective, you'll leave with everything plus some laughter. Yeah. What? What'd you say? I mean, yeah, we talk about everything under the sun, around the sun, and in the cosmos. Yeah, that's true. Huh? What? And yeah, it's a perfect place to work on your verbal roundhouses. Damn it, I chose wisely. You heard him here, folks, all right? Here at the OD Podcast, where doses may vary, you get everything you need to become a better person and less of a jerk, all right? Come join us. We promise you'll learn and leave with something amazing. We love you. Come stay with us.
Hey, true crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by two besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGDPodcast or visit our website, ISGDPodcast.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.